When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season's greetings.
Ah, good morning. Good morning. Haircut?
No. You know what? I will say this straight up. I forgot to put gel in this morning.
All right.
So just
I like it.
Cut me some slack.
No, Courtney, you love everything.
No.
Courtney loves when gel's in it. She doesn't.
No.
She loves when there's no gel
no.
in it.
I like
haircut
this.
She loves. No haircut
like
she loves.
I like this more than with gel. Your hair looks fuller.
I was running around. I was given a gift.
Greg looks full.
I was given a gift for Wiggy.
Okay, appreciate it.
Which I was given it on Friday, and I didn't want to bring it down to Gillette yesterday, so I had to pack it all into the Red Turtle this morning, and so therefore I was scurrying around trying to get it all done, and I forgot to apply any kind of product. So I'm just a heads up. If you're going to watch this show on Twitch or you're already watching this show on Twitch, my apologies. I am productless this morning.
Right. I think the people like it more. I'm telling
really?
You.
Really? You think so?
Yep.
Well, maybe I'll go. Maybe I'll probably better for the environment if I go without product.
Yeah.
Speaking of watching the show on Twitch, right behind our Christmas queen, it is the tree of a lifetime.
Oof.
That thing is bigger than I thought it was when James selected it on Friday, Curtis. The tree looks beautiful.
I got to say, James's motto in life, go big or go home.
That's right.
Love it.
And the best comment, it's not every day. Usually I read comments online that make me cry. But yesterday, underneath the great video that Courtney put together of our trip to
Christmas Trees for Me.
Thank you. At Christmas Trees for Me and you. There was a comment that said, for that price, the trunk better be full of Coke.
Well, it is. It's worth it, though.
Yeah.
It's a huge tree. It's a nice tree.
Not only is it a huge tree, but it's all set up for you. You
right.
do none of the work. You can focus on all of your gift buying and all of your holiday food preps. So
and we got to pick like what color scheme they were going to do and what color did they want, regular white lights or did we want colored lights? What type of bed skirt? Like you get to customize it
everything.
To exactly what you want. And it smells unbelievable
See,
in here.
That's probably the main reason why I am real over fake.
The pine smell?
It's the Christmas smell. Like when you walk in the room, it reeks of Christmas.
Yeah.
So nice job by James in selecting our WEEI family tree. And
the star, you being the star on top is really chef's kiss.
I didn't notice that until I walked in this morning. It's very nice. I didn't ask for that. I don't need recognition. I don't need my photo up at the top. We can take that down. I'm sure that will be ridiculed. And there are some who are angry, I'm sure. So I will.
I like it.
Maybe we could do alternating photos at the top of the tree or something.
Glenn just tweeted he's offended.
I'm sure.
It's very full tree.
I'm sure Glenn Ordway is very
upset. Can I ask a question, just totally random, because who cares?
I love your random questions.
You've been in radio for 40 years, right?
Not quite, Curtis. I guess I started when I was 18, And I'm 58. So, yeah, I guess you're right about that. I've only been hosting a morning show in Boston for 34 years.
Right. You're my big poppy.
This is called a non sequitur.
That's right, Wiggy.
Yes, Wiggy.
Why does this always happen? I've never done this to a... bombed off my ass. I've never done this to a pair of headsets. But people that come in here overnight, like, chew these things. Like, look at this.
Your headset is ruined by somebody else who used it overnight? Or
is this and it's like, it's almost like it's like a... you know the animals that leave their prey, like, just to be... to tame the other's behavior?
Yes.
Like, this is just unbelievable. What would you do to a pair of headsets that would mutilate the tip in this way?
Where are you leaving them? Because those are my—that's my headset.
Oh, wait a second.
I've given to Curtis because his other headset broke.
No. That one's broken too. That has nothing to do with this. That's a different pair of headset. That's one Jackson's using.
These are Sennheiser
or whatever the hell they're called. I don't know what you would do to it. Why would you ruin this in that way? And then not say something.
By the way, Shime off in London, and Jackson is piloting the Christmas sleigh that is this program.
It is definitely the holiday season because there's no better gift than a Jackson lead. I don't care what you say.
Well, I mean, getting Kristaps Porzingis back was a pretty good gift.
Yeah, I mean, that's good, but not like a Jackson lead.
That was a pretty good gift.
That was a good one, but the Jackson lead, I mean, there's nothing better than that.
What do you think about a Jackson lead?
Oh, man, it is beautiful.
We will have our leads coming up in about 15 minutes. And Porzingis, what did he...
Unicorn.
What did he pour in last night?
16.
He was launching from three-point land, but I didn't mind.
23 points. He didn't look like he was slow by any means. It didn't look like... And I saw his...
in 23 minutes?
Yeah. But then he was talking to Abby Chin after, and she asked, you know, how's the ankle holding up? How do you feel? And he said, better than I thought it would.
Yeah,
like, so he felt better than...
Oh, that's huge news. And then you just basically don't overdo it with him and use him sparingly and get yourself into spring. And, I mean, it's...
Let him get his legs underneath him. Let him get in shape. Let him go out there and do everything that he needs to do to get his rhythm back. But, you know, he's just... to add him is like, that's a beyond the bonus when you can add a player of his caliber to already a very, very good basketball team.
Yeah, no, it's kind of like when Bezos adds a couple extra helicopters to his yacht. Like, I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
It really is.
Or he adds another yacht to the yacht he already has, so it's not bad.
They have the trailing boat that goes, like, if you have a boat that is pulled up and sits in your yacht.
Okay,
you are filthy rich.
Yeah,
you are. That's FU money.
Yeah, right. I don't think I've ever seen one of those in person, but I did see them online.
All right. Well, Celtics win.
Great.
And Courtney will have an update on everything that went on over the last 12 hours or so when we get to trending coming up in just a few moments on today's show. We are going to get to our leads in about 10 minutes, and then they said it at 7, and that is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports, and we will certainly discuss what Jake DeBust said he felt upon leaving our beloved city. And so Jake has finally spoken about that, and there are many including myself, who really miss him on this Bruins.
You should go tonight.
Well, I don't know if I'm available this evening or not. I got a lot of prep to do when it comes to driving to New Jersey. So I don't know that I'll be watching Jake and his return here to Boston. But a big win for Jim Montgomery last night.
Oh, big win.
And boy, I'll tell you, the more you get into that, the more something stinks in Denmark, or whatever the saying is.
What new came out?
Just the more that I consider how quickly that deal would have had to be done.
Yep.
And then we'll get to it during they said it. But some of the things that Jim Montgomery said yesterday had...
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Me looking, what's the word? Quixotically?
Inquisitively?
Certainly, I was definitely inquisitive, but I was...
Quixote?
I did a bit of a spit take, let me tell you that, when when Jim Montgomery talked about how he already had the St. Louis Blues sweatshirt in his collection, hanging there ready to go, about how the wife is loves St. Louis, about how he had been talking hockey with some of those that are involved in the organization, apparently just random conversations about hockey as this season developed. I just wonder if the man intentionally coached his way out of here.
Wow. I don't think so at all. And
you don't?
No, this was going to be my lead because I saw some people being like, tampering. And it sounds like maybe you're going down that path.
Yeah.
I mean, he has a history with St. Louis. He was signed by the Blues out of college.
Like,
I think,
loves Nelly.
I just think that the way in which he spoke about these certain things, the sweatshirt in the closet, all of that, is just talking about his history with the city. And I also think, like, we're giving another cop-out to the players. If we're going to go down the road of, like, Monty coached his way out of here, we would have had that same energy when he got fired, that it was all on him, and we did not have that energy.
You don't smell the chitlins in the air?
No.
Something stinks. There's no way
that a deal gets done in basically 4 days.
All right, because
try working here.
He gets fired. Let's go the timeline. He gets fired, and as soon as he gets fired, the Blues fire their coach.
Well, they waited a few days. Until they got the deal done with him.
Right, but what I'm saying
is they waited for him for their head coach to lose a game.
What was that app that Hillary used with her computer? That's what they did after Monty got fired.
Right, but the point is he gets fired, and then the Blues go a couple days later, oh, we're firing our guy, and then a couple days later, have a 5-year deal in place. That's some chitlins in the air. Something
right
stinks.
Right place, right time.
No, stop it.
Wiggy, is are the players owed an apology?
Give me a break.
Did Jim
should apologize?
Did Jim Montgomery purposefully coach his way right out of here because he knew he had a fight? The Bruins offered him some sort of deal.
Right.
Couldn't hire his own staff. They probably cheaped out like they do in everything they do. It probably wasn't a 5-year deal. Maybe it was a 2-year deal, whatever it was. And then did he suddenly discover that the 5-year opportunity was hanging out there in St. Louis? He loves Curtis mentioned Nelly. He probably loves the arches. They have those the giant arches there.
Loves
in
the
St.
barbecue
Louis.
Out there.
It's a gateway to the West.
It really is. And so I just wonder if the players had absolutely nothing to do with it and that it was Jim Montgomery who's trying to get his way out of here.
No, he had something to do with it because I had said this before. He just didn't look invested. But there's too many things that don't add up here. Right.
So walk me through it. So how did this all happen? When did he decide he wanted to go to St. Louis?
I guess maybe after the there was a Bruins offer on the table.
So let's say off season, as they would. You would think that heading into a walk year, Bruins are going to put something together for him before the season starts.
He doesn't like it. He tells his agent, "Hey, I'm not coming back here to Boston. Let's see what other teams might be available, might be interested." Mm-hmm. Agent starts calling the teams. Whatever, St. Louis is interested. Hey, Jim, St. Louis is interested. They'd love to have you there. They would definitely want to put a deal in place for you if things don't work out in Boston. And maybe they're even willing to do something if you don't make it through the whole season. I mean, that's kind of how it plays out.
Why wouldn't he just tell the Bruins, either extend me or release me from my deal? because I don't want to enter as a walk guy.
He probably told him that. He probably said, if you're not going to give me a new deal at the end of this year, I'm gone.
I'm going to walk anyway.
Yeah.
But I don't think they were. I think it was a mutual. I mean, I know it's very, you know, rarely, but I think it was, in this case, it was mutually beneficial.
And wouldn't that mean that if you were Sweeney or Neely or any of the guys, that when you're hearing the response to Jim Montgomery getting fired, especially how we responded to it, you would then get out there and be like, well, Monty didn't like the deal we had in place, so he was going to leave at the end of the season. We didn't like how the season was going to go, so we decided now to part ways.
Well, I think they were probably caught off guard by the opportunity he had. I don't think
you've got to be kidding me, Greg. If the Bruins allowed him to go to St. Louis because they don't think he's a very good coach.
Yeah.
And they thought his time here had worn thin. And well, if they preclude him from getting another opportunity, that will impact their ability to hire a coach themselves this offseason.
In general, you're right about that. They do, when it comes to Jack Adams winners, they generally do fire them.
Right.
That's kind of the way they do business.
That is wild. How many Jack Adams winners has Sweeney fired?
Three in a row. All right. Well,
and the thing, real quick, Greg, and maybe somebody will look for it during the break. How many coaches, and Courtney said there wasn't a big number, and this was the offseason, but how many coaches get fired from their team?
This was the shortest period.
And then, not even a week later, let's call it a month later, get hired by another organization.
Yeah. I mean, there's probably more than you might think.
In hockey, they're all related.
Huh? Yeah. Well, we went through the last three Bruins coaches yesterday.
No, but that was after the season. I'm talking about during the season. Mm.
All right. Well, it's a tie Tuesday. Ty Law will join us at 9 on this morning show, and we'll get to the news with Courtney coming up at 7:45. And right now, speaking of Courtney, here she is with what is trending first thing this morning.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Porzingis tees up another. This one's going. Welcome back, KP.
Missed the first one. The first one, if you don't succeed, try again.
Porzingis gets off to fast starts regularly.
Yep, he's back. Kristaps Porzingis helped the Celtics get to a 126-94 win over the Clippers in the second of a back-to-back for the guys. Porzingis played 23 minutes where he got 16 points and 6 rebounds, making his presence known on both sides of the court. Here's what he had to say about his first game back.
Honestly, I felt better than I expected. Obviously, the first wind is pretty crazy. You know, lungs burning, legs burning, everything. But after that, it was decent. And the normal, no? Like, even on the couple of lobs, like, JB threw me the lob, Peyton threw me the lob. Like, both of them, I had, like, flat tire, like, crazy. Like, didn't get up at all. But, yeah, it was good to be back out there. And
Jason Tatum and Peyton Pritchard both had game-high 20 points in the win. This was the largest point differential in a win for the Seas so far this season. The Celtics are off now until Friday for an NBA Cup game in Chicago. The Bruins are looking to keep the winning streak alive when it comes to games under Joe Sacco, taking on the Canucks at the TD Garden tonight. Puck drop at 7, and it is the return of Jake DeBrusk. We'll hear what he had to say about leaving the Bees coming up in They Said It. And Jim Montgomery got his first win as the head coach of the St. Louis Blues. Monday Night Football had the Ravens beat the Chargers 30-23. Lamar Jackson completed 16 of 22 passes for 177 yards and 2 touchdowns. And that was brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
34 degrees right now in Boston. Beautiful morning. Afternoon high. A little bit of rain between 10 and 4. High of 49.